Greetings. We are Simian, the Evolutionary Collective. We come to you from a seventh dimensional perspective. If you were to put it into your language of terminology with numbers. And this is an area of being of creation. We move below and above and beyond this number of dimensional reality. However, this is the symbolic representation of the level of creation in your sphere of the universe. So we speak with you with this understanding of the numeral seven as it is relayed in your universe. The most important thing that we can be relaying to you at this time is your understanding that your soul purpose needs to be activated at this time. You all know this to be true. And we will assist you along with all of your personal guides, which we are asking to attend. And we request also that you do the same, that you ask for your personal guides to attend you, because you will walk out of here with them with a deeper connection that will allow you to strengthen that soul bond so that you may continue to activate that level of yourself so that your soul will become your governing force. So we are being attended by many types of beings. There are several of you in this room that come from various other dimensional realities in your highest soul level. And so there are beings from other dimensions that are, you may call extraterrestrial beings, you may know them as. However, we see everything as connected and we are one giant galactic family. So do understand this, that you have a certain perspective. And that perspective is much different than the rest of the universe at this time, the perspective that you have now in your three-dimensional reality. So now you must raise your mind above this, allow your soul to make that connection with its higher self and these guides from many realms that are here to help you in activating this connection for yourself. This is in a very important time, as you know, all of you here, that you are living within. And you came here to enact a certain role. And there is no time to pretend that you don't know what that is anymore. Because all of you do know. Each one of you has the ability to have the knowing of your soul's purpose within you. We wish you to imagine that you have a beam of white light that is reaching into the universe through your crown chakra, down through all of your chakra systems and into the earth and connecting you with the core of the earth. You will need to do this in order to ground yourself. Because as you experience this, the connection with that higher soul aspect of yourself, you can tend to feel a little off planet. So it's important for you to continue to ground yourself as you're experiencing this. And we are seeing right now, so that you get a perspective of how it is viewed from our point of view, we see many energetic beings now attending each of you and transmitting energy through that opening that you have just created in your visualization. And all you need is a visualization with the intention, you see, with that intention to make that connection. And as you do so, you are allowing your higher aspect to attend you. And in doing so, there is not only an energetic opening, but this energetic opening actually changes your physical form, because You are allowing, when you do this, your soul to be in charge. And you are letting go of the need for your identity to be in charge. So it sounds as though it's a symbolic gesture, but when you make that intention, you are creating this reality within you. And there is nothing more important at this stage of development for humanity than to make this connection and to begin living from that soul-centric point of view. A soul-centric point of view makes you an observer instead of a reactor. It puts you in touch with your multidimensional self so that you may see beyond your limits of time and space. And when you do this, you put yourself in the right time and place for any situation. And you will find that the synchronicities are rapidly increasing as you do this. So as you are making this intention, it is occurring right now that your soul is tapping into that intention, your higher soul, and all of the multidimensional aspects of yourself which exist in various dimensional realities. And there are many of you in the room that are actually earth-born souls that were developed from the earth in her initial creation. And you are at the point of your evolutionary leap. And there are many to assist you in doing that. And your higher soul aspect has lived many lives and is completely aware of all of these lives. And by tapping into that aspect, your higher aspect of your soul. Now we say higher, and we know that this terminology is extremely limiting, as there really is no such thing as higher or lower. It's just that it seems to be easier for you to understand, for some reason, that you have to have things up and down, and this is your three-dimensional perspective, we understand. But if you can raise yourself beyond that thinking, and understand, of course, that you are all pure light energy. Everything in the universe is made up of this light energy. And if you can walk through your daily existence with this thought in your mind, and if you can take your awareness out of your constant attention to your physical and your egocentricity, and bring that awareness, and imagine this precisely at this moment, to take your awareness out of your physical self and out of your emotional body and your thoughts, and bring it above your head, so that you are looking and you are perceiving the world from outside of what you think is you. And this is an exercise that can help you to transcend the constant thought that you are contained in your bodies, and that you are contained separate from one another, and that you are contained on this planet. Because there is actually nothing contained about your soul. And as you are moving into this next dimensional octave, and you are becoming more aware beings at that soul level, and you will be seeing more, and feeling more, and sensing from a much wider perspective. This is your soul taking charge. And your soul will then be able to see and dictate what the rest of your being is experiencing with this heightened awareness. And this is what humanity is ready to experience. And as you experience yourself from a soul-centered perspective, your world opens up. And it's not that you are literally moving into another reality, but that you are experiencing your reality from a higher perspective of awareness. You see, so, and this is a topic of a lot of conversation now, because what does this mean to be moving into another dimension? Really, we are all in the same space and time. As energy, And the consciousness itself does not take up space or time. In this reality, you experience it as such. But as you are moving into a lighter frequency of awareness, you will be able to see beyond that limitation and recognize the unity that exists within each of you. And if you can take a moment and part of your activation in receiving for this process of evolving into this next awareness is that you understand and can actually feel the interconnectedness of everything. And so if you can take even a moment now to feel the interconnectedness of yourself with every other being around you, and not just the human beings, but the physical objects and the light beings that are surrounding you presently, and your higher soul. If you can for a moment imagine that it is all one, and there is a connection between all, and that your consciousness is an expression of the multiplicity that exists in the universe of consciousness. And as we speak, we are infusing a vast amount of energy into your systems and surrounding your auras with a certain energetic vibration. And you can tap into this feeling of this vibration later on by remembering this moment and the energy that you feel. And this is just can act as a reminder to that you are here to activate that soul purpose in you. That each of you came to do a particular task and have a particular way of being, of expression. And each of you is unique, yet you are all one. And this seems as a dichotomy to many of you, that how can that be? How can we be unique if we are all actually one. And this is your mystery. But as you are one consciousness, you are expressing in a multitude of ways. You understand? And as each of you expresses your particular way of being from your soul, that energy is shared with the other. And then there is a transference of energy. And this is the way the universe works. There is a constant giving and receiving of energy. When it is coming from your soul and when you are giving of your energetic soul, and you are in that true state of giving from your soul, and the others around you are in the true state of receiving, and in receiving you are also giving. There cannot be any giving without receiving. Every time you have a conversation with somebody, you look in their eyes, or you glance their way, or you have a thought about them, you are having an energetic exchange. And what you are here to do is make that energetic exchange as deep and profound as you possibly can, because you are coming from your true soul center. In your society, as it has developed, there has been a disconnection and a disjoining, if you will, of the various parts of your being. And it is time now to integrate those aspects of yourself, and the most important being that higher multidimensional soul. And this alone may be your entire focus. And as you focus on that intention, all of the avenues will open to you, and you will be able to relay this from your heart, and you will have a certain knowing, a complete knowing about what it is, where you need to be, when you need to be there, and who you need to be with, and how it needs to be said from your soul. There are multitudes of beings here right now, and we would just like to express to you some of them, so that you have an idea of the vastness of your soul connections. There are those of you in the room that are connected to the Arcturians, and there are those of you that are connected to Pleiadian beings, and there are Zeta Reticulan beings in this room, and there are certain reptilian beings in this room. All of these beings are of a positive nature. You understand. All of these are a unified beings with the galactic family. All are here to assist humanity in this process. There are beings from galaxies far, far away, as you might say in your understanding. But energetically, they can be here with you, and they